Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a good email. I love it. We got a lot of medical news to talk about, but, you know, your emails really make the show interesting. So I got this, name anonymous, but I believe it's a woman. She goes, I'm in a new relationship, and I started sleeping over at his house. The problem, I fart in my sleep. She writes, any advice you can give me before I get dumped would be appreciated. All right, have we ever, I've been on air, I don't know how many years now, six, going almost 7 years, and I don't think we've ever talked about sleep farts. But you know what? I'm the one to ask, I guess. I guess you guys think I'm an expert. I don't know how that happened. I mean, yeah, I do have irritable bowel, and I do have my own set of gas issues, but, sorry, nocturnal gas emissions, not my forte. But I could still help you guys out with that. Okay, so a lot of things you do embarrassingly. There was, I think, an article in WebMD talking about embarrassing things you do in your sleep. You know, like passing gas, snoring, drooling. I never thought I drooled. I had no idea until my husband told me. I'm like, really? Well, it's because I'm thinking about you, baby. Oh, okay, well, then I guess that's okay. And Mila, I'm like, oh, my gosh, man, who was I dreaming about? Sleepwalking could be pretty embarrassing. Bedwetting, you know, I mean, every now and then some people pee in their sleep. It shouldn't happen when you're an adult, but we've talked about that and how sometimes it could be you're having a seizure in your sleep. So if you bed wet in your sleep, you see me, I have dreams all the time that I have to go to the bathroom. So like my dream last night, I dreamt that I had to go to the bathroom. And so in my dream, I was peeing, and I didn't pee on myself. So I mean, obviously I held it, thank God. You know, that's my biggest fear. When is my body going to know I'm not asleep? But you know, I woke up dry, but in my dream I was going to the bathroom, but in my dream I remember going, this isn't satisfying. I still feel like I have to go. Well, that's because I really had to go to the bathroom. And then I woke up at 6 a.m. going, I gotta go pee. But you know, sometimes you'll even bed wet. Again, you know, you do that more than once, I would say really get yourself checked out. Talking in your sleep, that's a bad one for me. You know, oh, Channing, oh, George Clooney, I gotta stop, Vigo, I gotta stop talking in my sleep, because my husband's like, who? Never mind. Talking in your sleep is a bad one, because, you know, I talk nonsense. My dreams aren't real. They're not real, actual weight, you know, things I feel. So if my husband, you know, hears me say, you know, kill him, you know, in my sleep, I could be talking about a spider or something, and he doesn't know. So I get really nervous about what I say in my sleep. A lot of people have nocturnal orgasms, okay? That, I think, has happened to a lot of us. And why do anything about that? That's kind of nice. Let's keep that one. And let me see what else happens besides, twitching, kicking. I kick my husband all the time in bed. I don't think I have restless leg syndrome. I just think I try to pretend I'm asleep. And anything he made me mad about, I kick him. And I'm like, really, baby? I don't remember anything like that happening. Really? All right. So gas in your sleep. You know, from a medical standpoint, the first thing I would think about if you're having nocturnal farts, you see how I made that medically sounding, you know, nocturnal emissions of gas, nocturnal toots, is, you need to, obviously, to me, it sounds like you're not pooping regularly. Because, I mean, if you have really good poops, when you have really good bowel movements, then you shouldn't be all gassy at night. Now, early morning, yes. Your body's had a lot of time to ferment things. You've had a couple mass movements within your intestines in the middle of the night. You're probably going to lay out a big toot in the morning. Okay, but how you handle that, if you're sleeping over at a new boyfriend's or girlfriend's or whatever, is you set the alarm to wake up early so they're in their dead REM sleep. So then when you do wake up, you could leave the bed and do your toots. That's how you could do that. But, you know, by the way, if you have a partner that you can't fart in front of, that relationship isn't going to last long. Let me tell you right now. I mean, we've talked about when in the relationship should you be able to fart in front. And I wanted to lay the groundwork very early with my husband because I didn't want him dating for me for a few months and then dumping me because I only had X amount of time on my biological clock. So I think I ripped one out first date, you know, because I was like, I just got to test the water here. And it was okay. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, so of course it was in a crowded room, so nobody could really hear it. He couldn't hear the sound, but it was okay. All right, so they say try to put a pillow in between your legs because that may, dull the sound. This comes from theundomesticated.com. They recommend wear something tight to bed. I don't know if I would recommend that. They say booty shorts or a thong could act as a bumper if you fart in your sleep. And I guess the air won't try to escape, and or maybe it'll be a higher pitch sound. I don't know if I like that. Don't eat something that's going to make you toot. Don't do, you know, beans. Avoid soda pop. A lot of you guys like a nice rum and Coke before you go to bed. Don't be doing that. Nothing fizzy before you go to bed. Okay? They also recommend to get a dog. That's brilliant. Have the dog on the bed, so if you do toot, you could blame the dog. So the problem is, I got a dog, but he does the silent, nasty ones. I wish he had the noisy ones, because the silent ones are bad. And the only reason why you know is you start to feel it on your tongue, and you're like, okay, what's that? And then you're like, no, no. And then I got cats. My cats let them out, you know, but they're like really small. They say lay on your side or back. Never lay on your stomach unless you want to get the farts out. Whenever you have a colonoscopy, we tell you to lay on your stomach to get out all the gas. But maybe do that before you go over to the house, you know, get it all out. But they say lay on your side or back because then that's less. And then, you know, if you do have to do it, you know, I would just recommend, you know, go and look, you know, I got to let this out. So here we go. Okay, everybody hold on. And they'll expect it to be bigger than it is. And that's, yeah, but that's really it, I guess, in a nutshell. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was interviewed today on Doug McIntyre in the Morning with T-Ray on KBC about the female Viagra. Now, we've talked about this before, okay? It's really not a Viagra for women. But there's been a lot of hoopla about it, and which is something that's smart for a pharmaceutical company to do. You want to create a lot of buzz and a lot of hoopla-ing, you know, when it comes to new medications, because you spent a lot of money making it and in researching it. And so you want to make sure you get your money back before something like Obamacare prevents you from making certain amounts of profit on your drug, and then it goes generic quickly, and then you lose, you know, the rest of the ability to make gobs and gobs of money on a drug that you are kind of hoping to be your jackpot. And so, you know, with this particular medicine, okay, remember, we're trying to treat hypoactive sexual desire disorder, where our sexual desire is not very active. It's hypo. It's under. Okay, we have probably a hyperactive sexual desire disorder, but nobody wants to give a woman a pill for that. Like, you know what, let's leave the dogs lie on that one. So this quote-unquote female Viagra, it's pink in color, okay, pinkish, and it's made by Sprout Pharmaceuticals, which, by the way, they just sold the drug, and we'll talk about that. And it's called Flibanserin is the generic name, or Adi, A-D-D-Y-I, Adi, 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 Adi. I don't know, not very sexually provocative to me. It's finally got FDA approval. I think the FDA said no way, Jose, twice because of side effects. And then there was a lot of public outcry that the FDA is discriminating against women. So they quickly rushed and approved this one, which makes me a little nervous. Okay, trust me, I would love medications out there for women. I think we, you know, should have equal footing when it comes to medications out there. However, okay, things have to be done right. The reason why we have a process, okay, is because there's supposed to be a very objective, scientific, you know, safe way of getting medications out there on the market. If anything is politically driven, that kind of, you know, defeats the purpose. So, Viagra for men, like we've talked about, it helps treat erectile dysfunction. It has nothing to do with sex drive. Male Viagra does not address a man's sex drive. You have to be in the mood to have an erection, or the wind has to change direction. Okay, I don't know. Guys, you know better than I. Okay? And so the mood isn't the issue. The issue is you want to have sex. You're there. You are turned on. You just listened to the Dr. Dahlia show. You are in full throttle. You are ready to go. But there's no blood flow, or the blood flow is not enough to maintain erection. Either you have trouble starting the erection, maybe because you did listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, or, yeah, I know, my show plays late night in Las Vegas. I don't know how that's working out for Las Vegas people, but people during the day seem to not have as much erectile dysfunction issues. I listen to it during the day. So men, if they have any issue with starting the erection or maintaining an erection, Viagra, all right, allows the blood to stay there longer. It stops one of the feedback, it inhibits one of the feedback mechanisms that brings the blood back quicker, so it has to stay there longer. Okay? This Adi female, that has nothing to do with blood flow. Blood flow does not go down there. What it treats is your brain. It treats hormones in your brain. It kind of acts very similarly to antidepressants. Now the funny thing is the makers have said, all right, and some of these reports I'm getting, that they don't really know exactly how it works. Is that interesting? But they believe it stimulates your dopamine and your norepinephrine, okay? And it may inhibit your serotonin. You know how some of you guys take a serotonin selective or uptake inhibitors, men and women, they'll take Zoloft or Paxil or whatever, and they'll notice that sex drive goes down? It's supposed to kind of antagonize those receptors so you don't have more serotonin in your system, but instead it stimulates and it releases one of the, I think the 5-H, gosh, T1A, I have to look it up, the first receptor that's supposed to release dopamine and help stimulate your norepinephrine or your adrenaline. So adrenaline may get you in the mood, and then, of course, dopamine. Now, does dopamine get you into the mood? Why not just take dopamine? It doesn't work that way. Somebody who has loss of sex drive, one of the many factors could be because they have low dopamine. Okay, a lot of us other have no sex drive because, you know, our counterparts really don't know how to do foreplay. Or we have family members in the house that we really don't want to have there, and we're expected to do the hibbity-dibbity in the next room. Or the kids have driven us crazy. Or you get your radio show ratings, and they're low again, and you are in such a bad mood that you just really don't feel like having... You know, I mean, there's a variety of hypothetical issues that could be causing loss of sex drive. Okay, so now we have this Phelbinserin, which is acting similarly to a quote-unquote antidepressant. And by the way, the similar one I would say is Wellbutrin, bupropion. It kind of seems a little similar to that, stimulating dopamine and norepinephrine, but it works a little differently than Wellbutrin does. And Wellbutrin is a medication that is known to not cause sexual side effects like other antidepressants because it doesn't deal with the serotonin. But Wellbutrin is not known to make you horny or put you in the mood. So my concern is, if that's what this medication is all about, is it really going to help? Apparently in the studies, it only had a quote-unquote modest increase in sex drive. It wasn't even enough to really write home about. I mean, you really wouldn't call your mother and you know, give her a spiel on this one. So we're talking about a modest up in your sex drive. Plus, you got to take it every day. I think it's like 100 milligrams. I need to double check. I think it's like you take it at night, every day. And in the study, after 24 weeks, okay, they found a modest improvement. 24 weeks, that's 6 months. 6 months. And a modest improvement. Now, the FDA says if you don't feel nothing in 8 weeks, stop it. So we're asking women to purchase a medication and gamble that it would work. Okay? And then what about side effects? Well, side effects are it could cause some, especially if you drink it with alcohol. If you have alcohol, so you're taking this nightly and you have alcohol, it could cause severe hypotension, drop blood pressure. They say enough where I think there's a black box warning for even concussion, because you could faint, fall, and hit your head. That's a black box warning on this. Nausea, dizziness, dry mouth. I know, pretty sexy. By the way, I summed a lot of this up in my article on my Facebook and Twitter, and also on Epic Times, Jerry Doyle's site, epictimes.com. So you could read, well, I kind of broke all of this down for you guys. So, you know, there's a lot of side effects. You have the risk of dry mouth, fainting. If you have liver disease, not supposed to take it. Okay, if you have liver disease, this could possibly cause you to have either more liver damage or difficulty metabolizing other medications. So it's, I'm not that excited about it. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, you know, we've talked about why female sex drive goes down. You know, we get to a certain age where it's not healthy for us to propagate. Either it's not healthy for the mom or for the offspring. And advanced maternal age is roughly the time when women start to lose sex drive in their 30s, mid-30s, 40s. Whereas men, they could propagate long, and a lot of their sex drive lasts a lot longer than women's. So, longer, I should say. So, you know, if you really want to boost our women's sex drives, okay, I would say maybe make a medication that does increase blood flow to the genitals, okay? I would say have some sort of chocolate cake or some sort of steak associated with it, because that's what puts me in the mood. Have maybe packaging very similar, you know, having lots of like pictures of maybe Brad Pitt or Channing Tatum along with it, that may help. You know, maybe have a little movie to go with it, you know, like Michael Fassbender and X-Men, that would do it for me. Couldn't keep me from the pharmacy. But this, I'm sorry, I don't have high hopes. By the way, these guys are smart. They just sold the drug to another pharmaceutical company. Yeah, I think for $1 billion, they sold it to Valeant. Smart, because if they realize it's a dud, yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, he doesn't want to be on air, but over the break, he wants me to talk about what is true foreplay, what are some tips. Everybody seems to have, I guess, different definitions. Before I do that, I got a question for you guys. I'm having trouble with my iPhone charger. My iPhone charger, I don't know if you guys have this problem. I apologize, okay? Listen, I am not computer savvy, so I have a right to ask you guys questions. My iPhone charger, the rubber starts to fall off of it, and then the wires get exposed. Why does that happen? Is there just, and you know, most iPhone chargers don't work. You know how your phone will say, it doesn't, you know, you plug it in like it's not an appropriate accessory. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? It's an iPhone charger and it says iPhone. Yeah, it says made in China, but it's still an iPhone charger. So this one is, I think, an honest to God Apple Store iPhone charger, and the rubber's coming off, and the wires are exposed, which stinks because then I can't take this into the shower with me. So if you guys know what I'm doing wrong to cause splitting of my iPhone thing, or can I just tape it up? Because I can't let this, and it's a nice long charger. I mean, this is a real nice charger. I'm afraid to give it up. Any advice you could give me? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. My iPhone charger is, I know. Okay, that's probably what we need to do. I've been doing Tools for Teachers, where we're collecting school supplies for teachers. And, you know, I'm wondering if teachers, not only do they need school supplies, but if they need accessories for their phones. I probably should have suggested that. That would have been really, really good. All right, next year. So, foreplay. Okay, well, you know what? There's foreplay for men, and there's foreplay for women. And I mean, can I just, as a disclaimer, say I am no expert in sex, okay? Okay, I'm not. Yes, I am very well read. I've read a lot on the subject, okay? Because when you don't have a lot of sex when you're younger, you know, you have a lot more time to read. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll have Don jump on the microphone. He probably knows more. But I will handle right now. Okay, hold on a second. Who should we do? Okay, you know what? More men are interested in women. See, women don't think they have to do foreplay for men, which is wrong. Very, very wrong. Okay, and I realized that men aren't always ready to go. When I was probably maybe 3 weeks into my marriage with my husband, you know, I had food in my teeth. I was already starting to let the hair grow out. And, no, he didn't want to have sex. And I was like, wait a second here. I already turned him off by the 21st day. So, you know, women, there are some things you can do. Okay? It may be differently than what you want. Don't do the foreplay that you would want on him. Again, I tried that. I had a Lord of the Rings movie going on in the background, and he was like, huh? Yeah, we'll just watch the movie. I'm like, no. Okay, look at Legolas. Nah, it didn't work. Okay, so hold on a second. All right. Oh, I'm having issues with my, Okay, so one is, okay, guys sometimes like more clothes. Okay? I tried that once. You know, I'm just going to rip off all my clothes and see if he's then, and then I didn't do it. Okay? Because, you know, a lot of men fantasize about other women when they have sex with you. Ladies, you got to just understand that. Okay? So if you want them to have sex with you, then you have to kind of, like, you know, allow them to have that imagination. Men still need some imagination. They may say they're into you and they're just thinking about you, but that's usually, you know, the first few times. After that, I don't know who they're thinking about. Jessica Alba, I don't know. I gotta ask my husband. He'll say, oh, it's you, baby. I'm like, bull. All right. Subtleties work for men. People don't think men want subtlety. They do. All right. They talk about here on iDiva.com that sometimes, I guess, ignoring him, like I don't like this idea where you make him want you more. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Guys sometimes have a certain attention span, and if you really mess with them, you know, there's better things on. You know, I mean, like the commercials in between football are getting shorter and shorter, so you only got X amount of time. Okay, so let me see what else they talk about here. I'm learning as I go, too. I'm taking notes. Of course I'm taking notes. Let me see. Do it yourself, they say. I can't talk about that on air. You know what? I need to proofread this one because this looks a little, yeah. Shower. They say, guys, that's brilliant. One of you guys said that your husband stinks and you had trouble having sex with him because he would smell or want to come home from work and have sex. Start in the shower, okay? Dancing is good. You know, dirty dancing, getting some music. That helps both men and women. That works really, really well, some music. Now, my type of music, all right, is a lot different than my husband's type, you know? You know, like he likes the song Baby Got Back, you know, or Smack Up. You know, no. You can't do it. It's a good song, I mean, you know, in terms of a good beat, but nothing. Nothing that I think would put us women in the mood. Okay, but we're trying to put men in the mood here. All right. I guess, yeah, I think the shower was probably the best thing I could do. Guys, if you have any other ideas that you think that really turn you on, please let us know. Oh, kitchen. They recommend to start in the kitchen. I don't. I think the kitchen is one of the worst places to have sex because the kids always walk into the kitchen, even when you think they're asleep. Do not. Plus, you slip and fall, and it's like tile. And as a woman, you do not want to be anywhere near the kitchen because husbands and men seem to think that products, like kitchen products, are a turn-on for women. I'm very turned off in the kitchen. No, absolutely not. Personally, enough about me. Let's go to... All right, what type of moves do women want? Okay, here we go. This comes from mensfitness.com. Talking. Talking works for women. It may not talk for men, with men. Okay, years ago, before there was sexting, we would have phone sex. Nothing I could say. In fact, my voice turned my husband off. But stuff my husband would say would be a real big turn on. So, like, I'm not going to dump you. Okay, good, man. All right, well, good. I'm game. So, talking and women like romance novel type stuff. You have a real quick, pithy, romantic thing you could say that could be enough. Okay? No honking or grabbing. Okay? What you want to do is you want to treat the woman like she's a goddess. Okay? Where you aren't worthy of touching her. And when you do that, she'll end up saying, oh, hell yeah. No. You know, you see what I mean? Okay? Gentle. That's another thing they say. Number three is you got to be gentle. Okay? Don't rush it. Women like to be undressed. They don't want to do the undressing unless we're double spanked. I have Spanx on a lot of times, and I don't like my husband trying to get those off because it's uncomfortable. I need crowbars, and it's really difficult to get out of the Spanx. So, you know, but other than that, yeah, okay? Let me see. Oh, yeah. Sometimes too much tongue is a turnoff. So they suggest to put your tongue back in your mouth. That was very interesting, okay? A lot of people don't admit to that. Take your time, okay? I understand that the commercial break is almost over. Take your time. That's very important. What else do they say here? Use both hands. Yeah. Put down the cell phone. Both hands. Very important for a woman. Multitasking. That's another thing. Sometimes I notice that it's just, you know, one body part. Well, there's a lot of other body parts that have erogenous zones. You know, neck, inner arm, things like that. So don't just concentrate on just the one body part. The part that matters to you is not the part that matters to her. Okay? And then let me see what else they say. I guess that's about it. Oh, no, they talk about nibbling. I don't know. Sometimes you guys are, like, too hungry, and that wouldn't work. All right, I hope I explained that well. I'm really teaching you guys a lot. I think I am. And now you won't be able to have sex for a month. All right, I want to talk about former President Jimmy Carter's melanoma diagnosis. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so former President Jimmy Carter, in a press release today, discussed that the cancer he has is melanoma, and that doctors discovered earlier this year that it had spread to his brain. He is supposed to receive his first radiation treatment today. Former President Jimmy Carter is 90 years old, and he says, I'm perfectly at ease with whatever comes. He said that doctors discovered four spots of melanoma on his brain. Small spots. Carter announced in a statement last week that doctors had first discovered cancer during a recent surgery to remove a small mass from his liver. He did not elaborate at the time on what type of cancer had been discovered and what his prognosis was, but he did say that the cancer was now in other parts of the body. He revealed today that during the surgery to remove the melanoma from his liver, doctors suspected that the cancer had all originated in other parts of his body. They later discovered the melanoma spots, which were only 2 millimeters in size, really tiny, in the brain. He said an MRI scan the afternoon after the cancer was removed from his liver revealed that the melanoma had already spread to the brain. He thought he just had a few weeks left, but he said surprisingly he's at ease, much more than his wife, he said. Carter is the second oldest living president, all right, separated by just over 100 days in age from former President George H.W. Bush. Carter had served in the White House from 1977 to 1981. Melanoma, of course, you know, everyone's asking, okay, well, you know, what could be the survival rate? Well, when you have metastatic melanoma and cancer that obviously spread to the liver, which is in the bloodstream and now to the brain, it's stage 4. According to cancer.org, the 5-year survival rate is about 15 to 20%. The 10-year survival rate, meaning, you know, to live 10 years past, is about 10 to 15%. The outlook is better if the spread is only to distant parts of the skin or distant lymph nodes as opposed to other organs. And if they do a lactate dehydrogenase, an LDH, and if that is normal. Now, of course, the biggest drop in survival happens if you're diagnosed over the age of 70. And so this is, you know, it's obviously been postulated that, you know, President Carter's prognosis being 90 years old and having spread to the brain is poor, but he is going to be undergoing treatment. And, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, what would you do in that situation? Okay. Would you want to spend your last months or years or however long, you know, comfortable and not becoming sick with the chemotherapy? Or would you think that you could be one of these, you know, 10% survivalists that can actually, you know, make it? And, I've seen it happen both ways. I've seen people undergo cancer treatment and it be miserable. And they just, you just wonder why, you know, the family and they chose that path. They could have, you know, really enjoyed their last few months, etc. But you see more and more people opt for treatment and live longer than expected. We had a patient who we inherited. He said he was a 6-year survivor of colon cancer when he was told he only had 6 months to live. So you see cases like that and you're like, well, you know, who am I to, you know, not recommend a fight? And, my husband's mother, we had that discussion. You know, we were like, you know, how end stage is her cancer? You know, should we, you know, take her on a trip? Should, you know, let's travel? You know, how's she going to handle the chemotherapy? But she was already not feeling well and not in the healthiest state to travel. So, do bucket list things. So she opted for treatment and unfortunately she died, pretty rapidly. So, as a doctor, I find that very, very difficult to help you make that decision. And you guys have a tough time making the decision, too. I mean, you sit there in front of the doctor and you're like, okay, tell me what, you know, what are my chances? Is it worth the fight? Now, we as doctors have been taught now over the last few decades to not blow smoke up someone's butt and say, oh, yeah, you're going to live. Let's try this. We've been told to give very realistic outlooks. Okay. However, we doctors do not like to make this decision for you. Okay. I wouldn't want to tell you don't go for it. Don't fight the cancer when you possibly have a chance. You know, for us doctors, a 10 to 15% chance, that's still huge. You know, that's still a huge amount. You know, and you know, we're all technically terminal. I remember in medical school, one of the students in my class got in trouble because he was presenting a case to a doctor. And he said, yeah, so room 202, we have Mr. Smith. You know, he's a terminal patient. And the doctor just jumped down his throat saying, why are you calling him terminal? You know, are you already washing your hands of him? We're all terminal. We could get hit by a bus. We could be struck by lightning. We're all terminal. Okay, so don't be calling patients terminal. Say they're fighting cancer, but don't say terminal because that denotes that you're already expecting, you know, a certain outcome and to not put in your full effort. And, you know, that's how I was taught. Okay, don't start having stereotypes of, oh, okay, well, the person does, you know, the person has cancer, so we don't need to, push them. Not always. So, I don't think we are any more aware and prepared to, educate you on what your chances are. It seems to me what I've been seeing with my patients and what I've been seeing with family members that, you know, it's still, look, you know, you're not going to like the way you feel on chemo, but there's still a chance. And we have seen amazing things with chemotherapy. One of you had written me a while back saying, is chemotherapy an evil? Where we should have never, I guess, studied or created these chemotherapy agents, because what ends up happening is, you know, people opt for chemotherapy and then unfortunately they die a very miserable death. That's not always the case. Okay, you don't hear in the news and you don't really hear, you know, all these cases where people have lived longer. You know, there's a mother of some young children who has been fighting melanoma. And she had been able to put off her death many, many years. And from what I understand, it did come back. And she's right now fighting stage 4. But ask that mom, would she have wanted to leave years ago? Or would she have wanted to have as much time as possible with her kids? It's not an easy subject. It's not. You know? And then people will say, well, Jimmy Carter is 90. So, 90 years old. What, that means we have to do a cutoff? I'm very nervous about any medical guidelines coming out that have already come out saying, you know what, we're not going to pursue cancer treatment. We're not going to treat. Okay? You know, you have grandkids. You have great-grandkids. You may have another 10, 15, 20. Remember, most of us are going to be living well into our hundreds. Our life expectancy is growing exponentially. Maybe we want another 10 years with our family members. Okay? No? So, I wish things were more clear, but they're not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Surgeons have, though, made an advancement in robotic surgery, where we have a robot that performed a sister-to-sister kidney transplant by removing them vaginally. I guess it was the first time the robotic surgery like this was done on, I guess, two sisters, both of them 44 and 43, where I guess they had to remove a kidney and transplant it into the other sister. The donated organ was immediately implanted into Beatrice after it had been removed from her sister. More and more surgeries are being done laparoscopically and through the vagina. They could take gallbladders out that way. Maybe even wisdom teeth. Who knows? And robots are being used more and more. So, stop the giggles. This is important stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.